From NPR News in Washington, I'm Brian Naylor. General Motors emerged from bankruptcy today, earlier than expected, with its CEO saying the company plans to make cars people want and that it will pay back the money the government loaned it. CEO Fritz Henderson said the new GM will be faster and more responsive to customers than the old one.
At the new GM, we need to make the customer the center of everything. And we're going to be obsessed with this, because if we don't get this right, nothing else is going to work.
Henderson says GM will cut an additional 6,000 white-collar management jobs. It has already cut the number of its brands in half and plans to eliminate thousands of dealerships. The good news is that the trade deficit is down. The bad news, so is consumer sentiment. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The Commerce Department says the deficit on trade in goods and services narrowed by $2.8 billion in May to just under $26 billion, following two straight monthly increases. That's the lowest trade gap in nearly 10 years. The improvement reflected a 1.6% rise in exports and a dip in imports of 0.6%. Though oil prices rose, the volume of oil purchased overseas fell enough to offset the price increase and reduce the value of oil imports. Other types of imports also declined, reflecting weak demand for goods and services due to the recession. Weak consumer demand seems likely to continue based on preliminary survey findings by the University of Michigan. Its July index of consumer sentiment fell more sharply than expected. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
South Korea's intelligence agency says the cyber attacks that have shut down or slowed government and public websites this week originated from internet addresses in 16 different countries. From Seoul, Dohwali Saikautal reports.
Seoul's National Intelligence Agency told lawmakers today that the cyber attacks came from hijacked computers inside the country, as well as Japan, China, Germany, Austria, and the United States. Not named was North Korea, but South Korean lawmakers told reporters the agency suspected North Korea was behind the assaults, although they gave no evidence. Officials said the cyber attacks targeted a total of 36 major websites, including the country's presidential office, banks, and a prominent newspaper. A senior official at South Korea's state telecom regulator told Yonhap News Agency that they haven't seen additional attacks, but the last round of cyber attacks, he said, damaged more than 300 computer hard drives. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautal in Seoul.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 58 points to 81.24. The NASDAQ index is down a fraction of a point. The S&P 500 is down 5 points at 877. This is NPR News. Worshippers turned up at mosques in riot-hit parts of Urumqi, China today, ignoring orders canceling Friday prayers. About 100 men argued with guards demanding they be let into the White Mosque near the Muslim Uyghur neighborhood that saw some of the worst violence Sunday. A Uyghur policeman said a decision was made to open the mosque to avoid an incident. The California Supreme Court has ruled that defendants can challenge the results of breathalyzer tests. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Breathalyzers are designed to measure a person's blood alcohol content. Citing scientific evidence, the California Supreme Court has ruled that breathalyzer results could vary depending on such things as a suspect's medical condition or gender, and that those charged with DWI based on a breathalyzer have the right to challenge the test in court. California has two laws that define an intoxicated driver. One of them defines a drunk driver as someone with a blood alcohol level of 0.08, regardless of appearance or behavior. Courts in Vermont and Arizona have issued similar rulings. Defense lawyers heralded the unanimous ruling by the court. They have long claimed breathalyzers weren't precise. However, prosecutors lament the decision, saying it will make it difficult to convict some suspects. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
President Obama says a global economic collapse has been averted, but he says a lasting recovery is still a ways off. The president spoke at the end of a meeting of the world's largest economic powers in Italy. He urged other leaders to unite behind a recovery plan that includes stricter financial regulation and sustained stimulus spending. I'm Brian Naylor, NPR News in Washington.